Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer has sent a letter to the Trump administration saying Michigan will continue to welcome refugees. WWJ News Radio 950's John Hewitt is live and local with more. John.
Yes, Jackie, the letter to the U.S. Department of State indicates local communities, jurisdictions here in Michigan will continue, as you mentioned, to support the resettlement and welcoming of refugees now that the Trump administration has begun requiring written consent from states.
The Trump administration policies have created a lot of ambiguity, and a number of us states have wanted to be very clear about what our philosophy, our values are, and I thought that was appropriate.
The governor's comments coming at a meeting of the Detroit Chamber of Commerce here in Detroit within the hour. On the state budget, Jason and Jackie, the governor says she's eager to sign the agreement House and Senate lawmakers have made with her into law, but she remains unhappy that it does not contain a road funding solution, something she says she'll get back to addressing in the new year. Reporting live and local, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
A year-end deadline is looming for the company that's now making replacement Takata airbag inflators.
That company has to prove a different design is safe by the end of this year, or the government could greatly expand the big airbag recall, possibly even doubling it. Since Takata's not around, the costs would be borne by auto companies, costs that could hit the billions.
WWJ AutoBeat reporter Jeff Gilbert telling us faulty Takata airbag inflators have been linked to 23 deaths and hundreds of injuries.
Meantime, Ford recalling 490,000 Super Duty pickup trucks because of a fire risk. The automaker says a seatbelt part that is used during a crash can send off excessive sparks that could set the carpet on fire. Ford is aware of one report of a fire, but no injuries have been reported as a result of that issue.
A major drug bust at the Canadian border. 50 bricks of cocaine found by authorities, this inside a semi-truck trying to cross the Blue Water Bridge last week. Inspections by officers found 110 pounds of cocaine in the cab of that truck. The 55-year-old Quebec man is expected to face a judge in Sarnia, Ontario. This will be Monday on multiple drug charges.
Down goes the Connors Creek Power Plant on Detroit's east side today. DTE demolished the old building, which hasn't been used for over 10 years. Susan McDonald was there to watch it all come down.
It was thrilling.
It was
a lot of tonnage coming down at once, that's for sure. And it was a good, neat job.
I've seen implosions before, but that one was like boom and done.
That's right. They had it all planned out. They've been working on it for a couple years, and it came down real sweet.
Some nearby residents say that they did have broken windows and other damage. DTE sent crews there to assist.
From a controlled mess to an unexpected mess, the rail cars that derailed yesterday in southwest Detroit now uprighted, and some have been removed. The CN Rail spokesman telling us there was no environmental impact due to that derailment. That's near Michigan Avenue and Clark Street. It involved 11 cars yesterday morning. Other tracks in the area are allowing trains to move. The cause of that derailment is still under investigation.
For residents of Harsin's Island, it's another day of being stuck with no way to take their cars to the mainland. WWJ's Sandra McNeil reports.
The owner of Champions Auto Ferry had promised it would be up and running for cars today, but when I called, this was the message.
We have a schedule for foot passengers only. I repeat, for foot passengers only.
The car ferry has been down since Wednesday when a dock collapsed. Jim Newman says his wife is a financial analyst, forced to take the passenger ferry to work.
I'm not kidding you. She's carrying, you know, close to 50 pounds of books and paperwork and her laptop computer and other things.
Newman says the couple's cars are trapped on the mainland.
But when we get onto the island, we're 7.4 miles from the ferry, so we become reliant on neighbors to help get us back and forth to our home.
A community meeting is planned on Sunday. Sandra McNeil, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com?
We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.